Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Please have a seat, everybody. Thanks very much. Thank you. That's all I wanted for Christmas. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Folks, I don't know about y'all how you're feeling, but I come to you tonight both gratified and terrified. Gratified because Raphael Warnock defeated Herschel Walker 51.4% to 48.6%. Come on! And terrified because 48.6% of Georgians looked at Herschel Walker and went, yeah, that guy should be U.S. Senator. But one of the biggest reasons I am gratified is that, with the election over, I finally get to use the jokes we wrote a month ago for election night. Do we have the... Hold on a second. Please. It's sealed with wax. That's back when New York was still under the feudal system, I think. Get this thing open there. What do we got here? Warnock has won Georgia. It's fitting he's a reverend, because when I hear that, all I can say is, thank God. This is a tough break for Walker, though it'll take him a couple of days to understand what has happened. With this month old, it's a month old joke. With this loss, Walker is expected to return to his previous job, lying about having previous jobs. But on the bright side, it gives him more time to spend with his family and more time to figure out who that is. There you go. Have that. Have those. Have those jokes etched onto titanium plates and buried in the desert. One interesting wrinkle here is that Walker was handpicked by the former president against the advice of everyone who had met Herschel Walker. But last night, Walker did something that goes against his mentor's core beliefs. He accepted reality. Walker conceded, but in his speech, he tried to keep things positive.
Hey, I'm a winner. Hey, we're all winners, and that's what I want to say. We're all winners.
That's true, Herschel. In some ways, we're all winners. Not in this way. In this way, you lost. But in other ways, we're winners. And in celebration of you winning at losing, we'll be sending you this beautiful trophy, World's Most Dad. Walker, working 9 to 5. Walker talked about the moment he realized his long, rambly path was stumbling to an end.
We've had a tough journey, have we not? But one of the things I said is when they called the race, I said the numbers doesn't look like they're going to add up.
No, the numbers did not add up. Clearly, he's learning his numbers. You know, next thing you know, we'll have to tell him where babies come from. From you, Herschel, apparently. They're all from you. So, sure, Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker. So a bad night for Herschel Walker, but a great night for Raphael Warnock, who had to win 5 elections in the last 2 years. Here's how he kicked off his victory speech.
After a hard-fought campaign, or should I say campaigns? It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy.
We have the meats. Warnock's win is especially exciting because it's yet another blow to the former president. Even before last night, the major candidates that he endorsed in Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Michigan all lost. And now, goose egg. Bupkis. And now some GOP insiders are saying Georgia may be remembered as the state that broke him once and for all. Yes! Georgia broke him. Boom. Or as I just texted everyone on my phone, peach emoji, fist emoji. People love it. I'm getting lots of exclamation points. Oh, speaking of toxic narcissists, Twitter CEO and world's richest lump of nougat, Elon Musk. As part of his move to make Twitter hardcore, Elon's been asking Twitter workers to stay long hours at the office. And on Monday, he took it a step further and outfitted Twitter's headquarters with bedrooms for employees. I'm not surprised he puts beds in the office. He doesn't want his employees to be woke. What kind of... Thank you very much. Thank you. So what kind of luxury tech wellness rooms were these? Apparently, they consisted of unmade mattresses, drab curtains, and giant conference room monitors. That's not a bedroom. That's where you wake up after the serial killer won. This is bad for a lot of reasons, but let's not forget, it's also sad. Elon, if you want to have a sleepover, just ask all of your friends... Right. These bedrooms sound pretty bleak, but there are some perks. Insiders report one room has a plant. See, why spend time with your family when you can hang out with plant? And if living at Twitter sounds bad, it's actually worse because also on Monday, Twitter's janitors went on strike. I do not blame them. People are sleeping in their offices, showering in the bathrooms, and some idiot tore the sink off the wall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, join me now as we visit the world of magazines, the Twitter of print. Because today, Time magazine unveiled their person of the year, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That's lovely. It's a nice photo. That's pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. But even more impressive, he made the cover of Cosmo. I feel like... He doesn't seem that happy about it on the cover, but he made it. I feel I can share in this honor just a little bit because Time says a huge part of Zelensky's success can be traced to his career as a TV comedian, writing, Zelensky was adaptable, trained not to lose his nerve under pressure. He knew how to read a crowd and react to its moods and expectations. Oh, sure, comedy is the perfect training for wartime leadership. It's probably why no one has dared to invade the Ed Sullivan Theater.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, that and we have nukes. Thank you, Dave. Staying in Europe, there's news auf Deutschland, where the German Polizei have arrested 25 far-right terror suspects who are influenced by QAnon and plotting to overthrow the government. Okay, I hope you were applauding the arresting them and not applauding the QAnon, or else security will be saying something to you before you leave. That is gratifying and terrifying as well. Gratifying because we're not the only country QAnon is trying to overthrow, and terrifying because we're not the only country QAnon is trying to overthrow. It turns out far-right terrorism is a threat all around the planet, and this plot was on a huge scale. Thousands of police officers carried out raids all across the country. Now, that sounds intense, but remember, it was done with those adorable European sirens. Oh, this is so cute. It's coming to get us. Meanwhile, back in America, New Jersey is a place. And... feel like I just broke some news. And people are from there. And one of the people from New Jersey, we just found out about it, was former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's niece, who you may have read was kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight and arrested after she allegedly accused a Latino family of smuggling cocaine and injuring six sheriff deputies. So, pretty standard flight for Spirit. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Mariah Carey takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, y'all are in for a Christmas treat, because my guest tonight is a 5-time Grammy Award winner and the best-selling solo artist of all time, with more than 200 million records sold worldwide. Here to take the Colbert Questionnaire, please welcome back to The Late Show, Mariah Carey. You don't get that everywhere. You do. Lovely.
I come back. Do I sit? Do I stand?
You sit.
I don't know what to do.
The queen sits.
Sit. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
How delightful. How lovely to have you here in person.
Well, thank you.
We've talked before in December of 2020 to talk about your New York Times number one best-selling book, The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Still available. Makes an incredible Christmas present.
Thank
now. But that was over Zoom, because we never got to actually be together. How lovely to sense your presence.
well, thank you for gracing me with your presence.
Thank you. Now,
really, that was 2020, and it was so awkward because nobody was in studio, so it was like.
No, we were at home.
No, but it was like. And then it was like. Seriously, and you're like, okay, did he just ask me that? Or what, you know, so I didn't get to feel the actual vibe. Because I have to tell you that I have a very, very good friend. She's in Israel. She loves you. She is your biggest fan. Oh, okay. So can you just say hi to her?
Hey, Elle. Shalom.
Shalom, darling.
Shalom,
yes.
Elle.
Yes.
Well, here's the nice thing, is that now that I got you here in person, you know, first of all, it's easier to get to know someone in person than it is over Zoom, for one thing, because you get that sort of that micronutrient of being together. It's hard to identify what it is, but there's something special. But also, we have so little time to talk on one of these shows, that what we did here at The Late Show is that the scientists up in the labs up there came up with 15 questions that are ergonomically designed to be able to penetrate straight to the soul of someone and reveal them for who they truly are in front of an appreciative crowd.
So the ergonomically designed part gets to the soul, in fact?
Yes.
Or would that be two separate?
No, same thing. The ergonomic part goes in and, like a psychic rib spreader, cracks you open. So we can see the beating heart.
My ribs have been cracked open by having twins. That's one thing.
It's all a metaphor.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I haven't. We haven't met before. But here we are.
I know you don't know what I'm like.
I'm
very gentle.
No,
I'm a pussycat. Okay. So what I'd like to do is ask: would you be willing to take the Colbert question?
I am ready. You know what? I'm ready. I actually. Is that good? Hi guys. Loving. So I was asked if I wanted to take a peeky.
At the questions?
But I didn't, because I'd rather be surprised. And
sure. And
I'm just going to say, can I just say,
like, anything you want.
A little disclaimer?
Sure.
I don't know what you're going to ask me, but I'm just going to wing it, darling, because that's what I don't know what else to do.
You got nothing to worry about? Come on, you're
even
Mariah
if it,
Carey.
Even if it, well, yeah. I mean, even if it comes out, however it comes out, just please deal with me. Deal with me. I can only be me.
Because you are you and you are the Queen of Christmas, I've got a couple.
First of all, may I say, I never called myself the Queen of Christmas. Can we please be clear on that?
I never accused you of that.
You did not. No, you did not, my friend. But others have celery. And the self-proclaimed green. I'm like, really? I'm going to do that. They can look up every interview I've ever done. And not to get super religious, but I was like, I think, like, if anybody would be the queen of Christmas, that would be Mary. And then, somebody queen else uses my quote against me. Christmas is for all. And I just happen to actually really love Christmas because I grew up and I had kind of a tough childhood and I always wanted Christmas to be perfect and it never was. And so then when I was able to finally kind of like provide myself with and my friends and then later now my little kids who are 11, hey, rock and roll. We have the most festive Christmas ever, but like it comes from the whole thing of it stems from people are like, how do you write these Christmas songs and you do this? And like, why is it like that? And I'm like, because it's actually authentic and it came from a place of longing to have some normalcy and some, you know, peace and just like a lovely holiday. And somehow someone would be throwing mustard at somebody else or ketchup or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. So I went through that and now it's just I wait for it all year long. So it's actually it is a real thing. So edit it how you will, but it is.
Not a word.
And
not
yes,
a word.
People
comes
make
out of
money
that.
Off it. Yes. But one thing everybody should be aware of,
yes.
The artist actually make, I mean I'm the writer as well. We actually make on streams 1/16th of a penny.
On every stream.
Yeah, like literally 1/16th. I mean, what's a haypenny? Do you know the definition of a haypenny?
It's half a penny.
Okay, so we don't even make a haypenny.
Like no,
if you
don't.
Haven't got a penny, a no. Haypenny will do. That doesn't we get 1/16th.
Wow.
So I can't do the math. Get the Scientologists upset. I'm sorry. Scientists.
Or the Scientologists.
Somebody
they can,
knows better than me. All I know is we only make
1/16th. Yeah.
That's you know,
yeah.
But that's but
sure.
Still we're thankful for all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise does his own math.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I failed remedial math, so I
really?
Don't know. Yes,
me
I actually
too.
Did.
I barely graduated from high
I
school.
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have nightmares that I didn't, actually. I don't know if I actually did, but I don't really care because I was working and singing and stuff.
Yeah, it's all worked out.
Writing. Well, I did the best I could.
As far as I can tell, it's worked
out.
I'm
trying.
Number one selling artist of all time.
I'm trying, and you're not doing bad
out.
Yourself.
What? No, all right. I'm all right. Yeah, I only have 2 Grammys. So here we'll start off with a couple of Christmas questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
White lights or colored lights at Christmas?
I'm going to say, is that politically correct in the way that you phrase that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to, I as a I biracial, know. A black and biracial mix, yeah. Black yeah. Irish. By the way, that's my new liquor. Check it out. It's actually really freaking good.
Your new liquor is called Black Irish?
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of reworked it for my favor.
Mm-hmm. Are you Black Irish?
My mother is Irish. My father is Black, yeah.
Oh.
Was Black. He passed away. And his great-grandmother was Venezuelan, so everybody was like, she's Venezuelan. Like, it was easier for them to put me in a box, but no, I am Black Irish. But really, the definition is like a darker-haired Irish person.
That's right. Ireland. I'm Black Irish.
Okay, so now I'm Black Irish. And that's what it is, and it tastes really good.
And I want you to
especially
know.
Especially the holidays, but you can put it over ice as well. Shameless plug.
Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Hot cocoa.
As
with a splash of Black Irish, though. I'm for real.
Work it, girl.
I should have. I'm
work
not even
it,
trying.
Girl.
I'm
you
not,
can't help
sorry.
It. You just work
no,
it without
no, but
thinking.
No, but I really, really should have brought some for you.
Tree topper, angel or star?
Both.
How would you fit them both up there?
Because I have
there can only
four
be one
trees
at the top.
In my house. What
oh,
do you want?
I see.
Yeah.
How early can you start listening to Christmas music? Very important question.
Super important.
Because you know the first song every store puts on.
I do not. You know what's interesting? I wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't acknowledge time, so I don't know exactly. Like, I was in the womb or prior to when I wrote it, technically, because it came out in, you know, 90s. Or I wasn't around. But, So I wrote it, and I didn't know that it would last and do what it's done for me. But I don't, now I'm not really in stores, except when I go Christmas shopping, which is the only time I go shopping. And then the stores I go to are like, you know, I'm going to buy people, they want designer gifts from me. What do they expect? They don't expect me to go to wherever and get it. So they're like playing cool music. It's not really like the little Christmas ditties. So I never get to hear it out in the stores. And my friends are calling me like, I just heard you want to get that out of the store. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll listen at home. I have my own Christmas playlist that I listen to.
What's the top of the Christmas playlist? What do you start with?
Nat King Cole,
The Christmas song. Yeah, of course.
Donnie Hathaway and Nat King Cole, it's a tie.
Wow.
This Christmas and that. But, you know, I like a lot of them.
We're going to hold it there for just 1 second. And when we come back, Mariah Carey will complete the Colbert questionnaire. Don't go away.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Back with Mariah Carey. We now return to the Colbert questionnaire, already in progress. All right, you ready to get into the Colbert questionnaire for real?
Here we go. Are you going to edit all that out?
No. Mariah Carey, what is the best sandwich?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know.
These are tough questions.
I'm trying not to eat sandwiches lately.
If you could eat a sandwich, what is the best sandwich? What's your
go-to,
baby?
Off the top of my head right now,
yeah.
I would say chicken parm sandwich, ooh, but not with Parmesan. I would do mozzarella, and I would do a red sauce on top of it with a lightly toasted thingy.
No, 100%.
Sliced, but small and thin and pounded. You pound it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You haven't given this any thought. What's the one thing you own you should really throw out?
Many, many, many things.
Name one. Just something that would go out to the garbage. Or give away or resell or something like
that. Okay, there's a jacket in my closet right now that everybody who knows my closet will know what it is. It's a nice gesture, but it's hideously ugly, and it's got to go.
Okay.
If I send it to you, one day will you show it on the... I mean, it's...
I'll wear it if you send it to
me. Oh, you will not...
I will wear it.
I mean, it could fit... Okay. I promise.
You send it.
Somebody help me, please.
You send it. I'll wear it.
Will you wear it? But, like, you can't make fun of me when you're wearing it. You have to wear it and just be serious and asking, even if it's the most learned person on the planet, you have to just be, like, really serious and stern and sitting there and just...
I'm not going to wear it to interview someone. I'll...
All right, I'm going to say this is multicolored. It's colorful.
Colorful. I will wear it.
And it's plentiful in colors. And it's bright and sparkly.
Is it the amazing Technicolor dream coat?
If you want it to be, then it is.
What's the scariest animal?
On Earth.
If you've been to another planet with an animal, let me know about it.
Maybe you'll find out one of these days.
What animal on Earth is scariest to you?
You. I'm kidding.
Sorry.
I'm not a fan of, I mean, I don't know. I'm scared of snakes. Yeah.
Classic.
I'm scared. Yeah, it's classic. Classic. I went with classic.
Apples or oranges?
Ooh, oranges.
Okay.
Why? Why is that wrong?
It's not wrong.
But why is it like that? Because apple, like I'm supposed to go with apple?
You don't have to do anything. You just
apples are great.
I just learned something about you when you said orange. That's all right. We're just learning.
You know why?
Like,
if I had a choice right now, I would go with like a tangerine or an orange. It wouldn't be like one thing.
Okay.
You know, I probably would do like a collabo. I'm mixed. I tend to like put things together and mix it. You know.
Treat
it as dessert.
That is why you're exciting.
Well, because
you're up
that
for
would
whatever.
Make me so well, not really.
Not apples.
Actually, I'm very prudish and boring and awful.
You don't seem it.
Well, that's because I'm here with you, darling. I'm trying to just stay somewhere within the vicinity of where you are.
Welcome. Welcome to the vicinity.
Well, then why have you not gone to another planet yet?
If you can get me a ticket, I'll go.
Oh, we got to ask some of our other friends for that.
What do you think happens when we die?
What do you think happens?
I'm asking the questions.
And my answer is a question.
So you question what will happen when we die.
You question what will happen when we die because you ask the question.
You have no questions about
it? I already know. No,
you know?
I do not.
You do?
I have faith.
You have faith?
Yes,
all right.
I do.
Good.
The assured expectation of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Hebrews 11.
You ever think about teaching Sunday school?
No, it's too early. It's too early for me. I'm really a night person. Like, I'm lucky. I'm awake right now.
Window or aisle?
On, like, a plane?
Yes.
I'm
gonna go with a submarine. I don't know
bed.
How you get around.
No, well, it depends on the plane.
Plane, but... window or aisle?
Bed.
Bed.
Yes. This one.
I got to get on a better plane. All right.
It's an occasional.
I understand. It's a treat.
It's a treat, yeah.
Most used app on your phone?
Voice notes.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, that is really, really difficult for me.
I'm sure.
Right now, dogs, because I have four of them at home.
That's good.
But for life, I can't choose.
All right.
Yeah.
You just did. Dogs.
Did not choose. Did not.
Sorry.
Did not.
Sorry, you just did.
Did not.
Sorry.
Uh-uh.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Stephen Colbert's latest hit.
The last song I sang was All I Want for Christmas on
there
this
you
show
go.
Last night, actually.
You did not.
I did. Did I not? Did I not sing?
My song?
You literally
yes.
did.
Yep.
Okay.
I ended the monologue singing your song last night.
One line of it or the whole thing?
All I want for Christmas, there is just one thing I need.
And I. Okay.
Care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Yes.
I just want you for my own.
You skipped a little part of the B section, but that's all right. he chose my song, so I'm very thankful.
What number am I thinking of?
56.
Nope.
23?
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
That was it.
That is it.
And you can say it any way you like. You can add music to it. You can add anything you want to it. You can flavor the note, right? You guys, you already know. You can play That's my life, I guess.
Mariah Carey, congratulations. You are known. Thank you so much,
I love
Mariah Carey. The Mariah Carey Merry Christmas to All special airs December 20th at 8 p.m. on CBS. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.